You're looking to be retained for another 10-year term on the Supreme Court of Illinois, but you've already been there 20 years. Why do you want another 10-year term on the courts, and why should the people of the 3rd District retain you?
Well, I enjoy the job tremendously, and it's good work. It's for a lawyer to be involved in the sit on the Supreme Court, to be involved in the development and the establishment of the law throughout the state of Illinois, set the parameters for the appellate courts and the trial courts to make sure there's a level playing field across the board for everybody to ensure fairness. And I think voters should vote for me for those reasons, just because I'm committed to making sure we have fairness and balance in the court. And as I said before, a level playing field for folks. And I've been endorsed across the district on a bipartisan basis, from former Governor James Thompson, who prior to his death endorsed me, along with former Chief Justices, a lot of talk about Republican Democrats, but two former Chief Justices who were initially elected as Republicans, Chief Justice Ben Miller and Chief Justice Bob Thomas, along with a whole cast of judges across the district, and only retired judges or a judge who's seeking election under our rules are allowed to endorse. So that's why there's more retired that people hear about. But Judge Corey is running for retention in the 10th Circuit, and that's why he's eligible. He's endorsed me, and I'm grateful for those endorsements, including prosecutors, sheriffs, and so forth. And they know the court system well.
I've heard the theme of level playing field come up several times, both in other remarks you've made and in various campaign. So let's talk a little bit about how you and your role as a Supreme Court justice seek to level out that playing field, and what you've done in your your last two terms here on the court to achieve that.
Well, I guess it comes down to an analysis of the court opinions, and there's 1,800 some that I've voted in over that time period, and it's allowing the voices to be heard in the cases, and to make sure that working families, especially, and workers who in their worker compensation cases or whatever across the board, that that the procedures are in place to make sure that cases are properly heard.
I know also you were Chief Justice for a few years, and during that time, increasing transparency in the courts was really one of the big things you spearheaded. If you can just talk a little bit about what you've done in that realm, and where maybe you think courts in Illinois still need to go.
Well, I served as Chief Justice from 2010, October of 2010, through October of 2013. The policy and practice has been to serve a term of three years. It's chief judges are not reappointed within the Illinois Supreme Court, but we've done that. And I brought cameras to the courtroom, and that's probably one of the biggest ways to achieve transparency. And we made some changes in terms of the publication of court opinions that are more available online than they used to be. And the Access to Justice Commission that we started in 2012 to bring to make the court system more accessible in terms of using plain language and forms and translators into the court for those who don't speak English as their first language and those kinds of things. And the devil's always in the details and getting it implemented and from the Supreme Court through the three levels of our court system into the trial courts, and that's pretty much it.
Gotcha. And I mean, you kind of briefly alluded to this earlier, but this race has turned partisan. There's I know the Republican Party held a press conference right here in Peoria urging against your retention. And there's a lot of money going into this on both sides as well. So, I mean, what do you have to say just about kind of the partisan nature of how this is all going?
Well, I think it's bad for the court system. I didn't start this political politicization of the court system. You know, the opposition is attacking me, and in terms of raising funds, we wouldn't have any funding at play on either side of the aisle if they wouldn't be attacking me. And I think it's really a sad day for our court system. It strikes at the independence of the independence of the court system, judicial independence. And Chief Judge Corey again talked about that in his interview that appeared in a story in the Peoria Journal Star over the weekend. And they're not being truthful with the voters in terms of my participation in cases. Again, as I said, I've voted and participated in over 1,800 opinions, and they kind of point to like half a dozen cases. And those cases represent ones that I'm in the majority, or even cases that are unanimous by the Illinois Supreme Court. So, I mean, they can't pin the donkey on me, as they say. And it's unfortunate because they're not giving the straight skinny to the to voters.
Right. And some of the cases that are repeatedly brought up are the pension case and the term limits case, both of which were unanimous decisions, which the court had unanimously said were unconstitutional in the form in which they had been introduced or pushed forward. And then there was the redistricting, which I believe last time that came before the court, that was a 4-3 decision. So I don't know if you could just talk a little bit about what might need to happen in terms of there. I know you've said that redistricting isn't necessarily something that is out of the question or unconstitutional, but there were some problems with it in the forms that it's popped up.
Well, you mentioned three different cases, and one I need to clarify there. On the term limits, they've suggested, well, argued, alleged, that I have struck down term limits. And the truth is, there is no single opinion that exists from the Illinois Supreme Court during my 20 years. There's been no vote to allow or disallow term limits. It's never been presented to the court, so that's it's false, it's inaccurate. In terms of pension reform, again, that was a case decided across the board unanimously by all seven of us, and the redistricting language kind of gets mixed in with the citizen initiative about fair maps, which is in effect redistricting. But it was brought impermissibly, invoking Article 8 in the Illinois Constitution without getting into the weeds too much. But it's Article 4 that governs citizen ballot initiatives to make any amendments to the procedural and substantive matters of the legislature under Article 4. And it's like a batter walking up to the plate. You got to stand in the batter's box or the umpire is going to disqualify you. This petition wasn't inside the Article 4 batter's box. It was inside Article 8, and it was constitutionally defective. And that's the long and short of that case.
Justice, one thing I do want to ask you about, just because it's such a big conversation in our country today, and I know it is in Illinois and in Peoria as well, is just the topic of, you know, criminal justice reform, specifically when it comes to African Americans in the system and, you know, expungements. I mean, just where are you on all of this? I mean, do you see, you know, venues from your perspective where there might be ways to change or adjust how the legal system is working?
Well, again, I would point to something that who was then Chief Judge Corey had worked on a pilot project with the Chief Judges Conference of the State of Illinois to focus on how to make the jury pool for criminal cases a better representation of the community. And that's been a successful project, but it's taking time to get implemented. There are a number of measures taking place to pretrial reform to make sure that people are not unduly held in jail just simply because they don't have the funds. For example, if it's a low-level offense and they don't have any history, they probably would be entitled to get out. But if there's a high bond set, that presents problems for a lot of individuals. And those kinds of things are being studied across the board in the state of Illinois by a pretrial commission that is underway out of Springfield.
Justice, was there anything else that you would want the people here in Peoria to know specifically about, you know, your retention campaign, or just about the Supreme Court in general?
Well, I guess two things. One, as I mentioned earlier, in terms of these the advertising that's going on, these TV ads and the mailers that have been sent out in a targeted way to selected voters, not all voters, it's not true. It's not telling the whole story. And I gave you examples earlier about their misrepresentations in terms of pension reform, term limits, and so forth. And the last thing I would say is what we expect from judges is an individual who'll be thoughtful, who'll hear all sides of a case, receive all the evidence, listen to all the testimony. And that's what I would ask voters to do, is to make sure they've got all the information about my record and not simply rely upon these 30-second shots of mudslinging that's going on. And to look at the professionals who work in our court system, the legal profession, the Illinois State Bar, they don't make endorsements, but they did review my background, my qualifications, and they recommended a yes on me. And the bipartisanship group of judges and lawyers across the state of Illinois who've also endorsed me, I think that's what the voters need to rely upon.
Justice Kilbride, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. All right.